financial institutions from the Trump administration. What you think is working now doesn't work for the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says China's current trade model isn't sustainable.
China needs to change. The country knows it needs to change. Everyone knows it needs to change. And we want to help it change because we need rebalancing too.
Bessent tells the Institute of International Finance, the World Bank, and International Monetary Fund need to find better fits for their purposes and says the U.S. wants to work with them. China says the Trump administration needs to stop bullying and blackmailing trade partners. We have breaking news about a longtime U.S. Senator. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin has just announced that he will not run for a sixth term next year. Here's CBS's Michael Wallace.
The 80-year-old Durbin is the number two Democrat in the Senate in his fifth term. He's also the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee. His departure puts more pressure on his party to regain the majority in the Senate. Since 1984, his seat has only been won by Republicans for full terms twice.
A Palestinian student living in Vermont is due to be in court for his first appearance shortly. Mohsen Mahdawi was detained by ICE agents near Burlington a couple of weeks ago, but he hasn't been charged with any crime. This morning,
don't give up on Mohsen. We love you, Mohsen. We're here for you.
Supporters were outside the federal courthouse in Burlington. Mahdawi's attorneys want him released. They say he's legally a permanent resident of the U.S. and has lived in Vermont for a decade. St. Peter's Square has been filled with people waiting in line for hours just to get a glimpse of Pope Francis's coffin and pay their respects. Alex Leonard's about Atlanta. It was one of many Americans who felt compelled to be there.
It's such a surreal place, and it's very holy, and seeing the body and just remembering everything that he stood for is very important.
3 days of mourning have started. The funeral is Saturday. Hamas has released a propaganda video of an Israeli it's held hostage since the attack on Israel a year and a half ago. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
Omri Miran was kidnapped from his home in Kibbutz Nachal Oz in front of his wife and their two young children 18 months ago. In a statement, his family said that on the eve of Holocaust Remembrance Day, when Israelis say never again, an Israeli citizen cries out for help from Hamas's tunnels. It is a moral failure for the state of Israel, it continues. Israel believes that 24 of the 59 hostages Hamas is still holding are still alive.
Wall Street, the Dow has lost some of its early gains, but it's still up 544. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind zero turn and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Kenosha police are investigating a Racine police shooting. At around 6 last night, Racine police were called to a home invasion in progress near Marquette and Hamilton. When officers got there, they heard gunshots inside. They went in and engaged with the suspect, with him being shot and suffering minor injuries. A statement says several children and adults were in the home at the time. Again, Kenosha police are investigating a Racine police shooting last night. A Kenosha teen will serve a year in juvenile detention after bringing a gun to Indian Trail last December. The 16-year-old pleaded guilty to making terrorist threats and possessing a firearm on school grounds. Judge Chad Kirkman also added to the sentence anger management courses and community service. The Buc-ee's plan for Milwaukee County is moving ahead. Oak Creek's Plan Commission unanimously approved a conditional use permit last night, sending it to the Common Council for a May 20th vote. The proposed 73,000-square-foot travel center with 120 pumps faces a lawsuit. People living nearby cite transparency concerns and potential open meeting violations. Homeowners argue the project near I-94, just north of the Racine County line, threatens traffic, safety, and the environment. Racine's Harborfest returns June 13th and 14th with expanded entertainment and culinary offerings. Read all about it at RacineCountyI.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Brewers blast the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball last night in San Francisco. Top of the sixth. Bases loaded. Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
2-2 coming. Fly ball center field. Back goes Lee. He is still back, and it is gone. A grand slam for Christian Yelich opens this ball game wide open.
It was Yelich's first grand slam in 3 years. Milwaukee went on to win 11-3 over the Giants. A lot of contributions from the crew. Pat Murphy.
Terang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good Durbin. A lot of good offensive performances today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 123-115. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night.
We'll just see. I'm very confident about this series. There.
At Stock Rivers with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. We'll get to 63 for a high today. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Showers tonight, 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Thank you, Sean. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey coming up in 30 seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com. Or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Now, the rest of the story. What a sight it is. What a sight. Rick Hansen has been gone more than 2 years, had set out 26 months previous on a mega marathon that had taken him around the world, and now here he is coming home. This phenomenal 29-year-old athlete, 20 miles from his hometown destination. Yet even at that distance, ecstatic spectators are lining the roadside, many waving yellow ribbons, others holding roses or bunches of daisies, cast flowers in his path, thousands standing with fingers poised on camera shutter buttons, hoping to capture this historic moment for posterity. And out in front, escorting Rick on the home stretch, British Columbia police cars, rolling with their lights, flashing triumphantly, and there, at the center of all this attention, this handsome hero, relentlessly making his way to the point where it had all begun, the parking lot of Vancouver's Oak Ridge Mall. Only 300 or so had assembled to see him off that rainy March day in 1985. But now in the glorious springtime of 1987, Rick Hansen is coming home, and tens of thousands are mobbing the parking lot in the nearby streets, cheering, awaiting the promised moment that few thought would ever come. The magnificent marathon man had traversed 5 mountain ranges on 4 continents. He had passed through 34 countries and temperatures running the gamut from subtropical to sub-zero. He had endured 1 flood and 4 robberies in remote regions. And now at the end of this remarkable record-shattering journey, Rick Hansen was looking back over the course of 24,901 miles, roughly equivalent to the circumference of the earth itself. The lone marathoner is in sight now, and word spreads along the Oak Ridge crowd like fire on a fuse. Here he is. Here he comes. Those close enough on the cleared pathway call out individual greetings. Keep it up, Rick. We're proud of you, son. Keep it up. And some reach out to touch him, and the rest wave as he passes, and Rick smiles and waves back. It's the face of a movie star, the arms and chest of a big league power hitter, yet the humility of an Alvin York, And the citizens of Vancouver love this man. The 105-degree heat of the Australian desert and the windswept passes of the Swiss Alps and the Canadian Rockies are behind him now, and all that's left is love. There's a new niece in Rick's family, 7 months young, whom he has never seen. There is much else ordinary for this extraordinary man to catch up on, and he will, here at the end of a 25,000-mile road which no one had ever traveled before. And Rick's competitors in this marathon, they had all been left behind. Each and every one left behind in the dust of another hemisphere. Opponents with names like fear and discouragement and the preconceived notion that certain people must be pigeonholed as society prescribes. Rick Hansen has vanquished them all by safely and successfully circling planet Earth with utterly useless legs. And yet under his own power, with determined hands, spinning the steel rims of the wheels of a wheelchair. And now, you know the rest of the story.
Just remarkable. Paul Harvey. And the rest of the story, you can hear him twice every Monday through Friday at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again, 12:05, like you just heard with me, Dan Marcus, here on WRJN.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. In the city.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor,
what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We're not bad people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Football is upon us. And I'm not talking about the draft. I'm talking about the Racine Raiders. Their season kicks off 2 weeks from this Saturday on May 3rd at Horlick Athletic Field. And did you know that they're starting this season looking to continue, extend that 27-game winning streak that goes back to the 2023 season? And did you know you can hear every Racine Raider football game? They're back on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Mimosa Kringle. O&H's signature orange filling makes it deliciously refreshing. But that's not all. O&H has taken an extra step and made it even better with champagne-flavored icing topped with white chocolate pearls. Be sure to stop in and pick up one this week. And while there, grab a loaf of O&H's Oven Fresh Country French Bread. It's just $4.75 a loaf all this week. O&H Danish Bakery. In Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Yeah.
love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
And timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget next hour. A biker song, a great instrumental, fuzz guitar and all. But first, let's get through this hour. And here's Stuart J. Waddles with this hour's update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha leaders are moving forward with plans to extend bus routes to Summers. The city's Transit Commission passed a proposal Monday to move the plan ahead. The expansion aims to connect riders to Walmart and Festival Foods, which are currently inaccessible through public transit. The Buc-ee's plan for Milwaukee County is moving ahead. Oak Creek's Plan Commission unanimously approved a conditional use permit last night, sending it to the Common Council for a May 20th vote. The proposed 73,000-square-foot travel center with 120 pumps faces a lawsuit. People living nearby cite transparency concerns and potential open meeting violations. Homeowners argue the project near I-94, just north of the Racine County line, threatens traffic, safety, and the environment. Racine police shot and wounded a man involved in a home invasion last night. Kenosha authorities are investigating the police shooting that happened at around 6 at a home near Marquette and Hamilton. A statement says officers heard gunshots, engaged the suspect, and wounded him with minor injuries. A Racine man won $1 million on a scratcher. Daniel Maceman hit the $1 million jackpot on the Wisconsin Lottery's $1 million diamond scratch ticket last week. Maceman bought the winning ticket at Pick and Save on Douglas Avenue and claimed his prize last Friday in Madison. The $30 game launched in March. It features three top prizes of $1 million, with Maceman as the first winner. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. We'll get to 63 for a high today. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Showers tonight, 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Our morning guy had a couple of people on talking about the history of Elmwood Plaza. Part two of that discussion is tomorrow. Don Rosen, WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, the association and number one song, very casually recorded on their day off from touring and went into the studio and cut Windy, WRJN.
something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine.
WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. The name of the show is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. Saturday morning, we are playing all these great songs, too. And Rick Johnson's got a Forgotten 45 Saturday morning from 1967, one of the great British invasion bands. And that's all I can tell you right now. I'll leave the rest to Rick Saturday morning here on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove, where spring is in full swing. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 to 1 for their exciting spring pop-up event. Grab your favorite handcrafted beverage while you explore a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Great beverages meet great local products. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I still say it's ironic that the Beatles ended a song called Rock and Roll with a cha-cha-cha.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds.
are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Thank you.
just the same.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King. A longtime Democratic senator says five is enough. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says he won't run for a sixth term next year. He posted his announcement on social media.
It's time to pass the torch. And although I won't seek re-election, I'll continue to fight every single day for the Illinoisans who gave a kid from East St. Louis a chance to serve.
Durbin is 80, and University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato says new blood could help Democrats keep what's been mostly a safe Senate seat.
It's a good decision. It's the right time. Democrats need fresh.